Hello and welcome back to the Miracle Minded Podcast. This is Nicole Sylvester, and today I have a message for you. That's why I hop on here. That's why I press record, and that's why I take the time to get this thing uploaded and get this message out to you wherever you are. It's because I know that there's something in this message, whether it's a reminder, an invitation, an activation, a mirror. It's so important that we share our messages. So let that be a reminder. If you're someone that knows that you have something to share, you just know it in your heart, get out of your way. Get it out there, because you will be surprised how you just being you, you sharing what you've learned, you showing up in your truth and power, and sometimes things that you don't even realize are your power, are your actual power. We don't have to pretend to be powerful. Us being ourselves fully is freaking powerful. So that's another conversation. Today, I want to talk to you about the energy, the effort, and the time that it takes for you to navigate self-doubt, to navigate unworthiness, to navigate the feelings of, I don't know if I believe in myself. A few weeks ago, one of my friends, who happens to be a former client of mine, has been involved in a lot of different things of mine over the years. And more than anything, we're friends. I love her and we just have a great relationship. And she just casually mentioned in passing, I forget what I said or what we were even talking about, but she said something along the lines of, I'm feeling this feeling of doubt and fear coming up, and it's uncomfortable, but I know that I'm not alone. I know that I can keep going. It was something along the lines of, I'm feeling this, but I'm just going to push through. And I said, you know, you're going to have to face it and get beyond it. Because if we don't reconcile these things, then it just becomes something we carry. So there's two ways to really reconcile something and to get beyond it. And when I say it, that fear, that doubt, that nagging little feeling like, can you do it? Can you get your business to run? Can you quit your part-time job? Can you show up and make this thing happen? Can you get your launch to go to that $20,000 mark, $50,000 mark, $100,000 mark, $200,000 mark? That's the highest I've gone personally. Whatever it is, we have to get that belief, right? And sometimes you'll be shocked. Like, there's certain things I've done and situations that I've had happen that I wasn't really aiming for that. I didn't think that was going to happen right then, and it did. But in the depths of me, I was operating in a way that I was open and available to all things, but I wasn't pressuring or pushing for one particular thing to happen. It has to happen right now. That in itself is a different conversation. I really want to talk about the energy of overcoming this, reconciling and overcoming these fears. And I'll share where else this could show up. You know, these things are not just business. This can be something that shows up when you're thinking about ending a relationship and you just have not been on your own. Maybe you have children and you don't know what it's like to be on your own with your kids. You wonder if you can actually do it. You wonder if you're making the right choice. There's feelings, there could be something else where you're being led to something in life, but there's that little feeling, or maybe it's a big, dense, heavy feeling that says, I don't know if we can do it. I don't know if anyone cares. I don't know if I am important enough. There's so many ways that doubt, fear, unworthiness show up in our life, and I know it firsthand. But look, I've learned two ways of dealing with it. Reconciling it, getting beyond it, transcending it, so that I could experience the situations, the life, the me beyond those limiting stories. One is sitting down and working on it. Like sitting down, getting honest about these things and asking, is this true? What's really true? What do I want to be true? What is the evidence that's backing this? And really doing this whole process. And sometimes sitting down with this process works. And sometimes it makes all the sense up in my head. Like intellectually, I understand that this is not true. But there's a deeper energy down in the body that says, girl, I don't know how we're going to do this. I don't know how it's going to happen. And there's just not the energy there. I don't feel resourced down there. I don't feel like it's going to happen. Have you ever felt that? So we can still work on it and work with it. And eventually I do feel like you hit a breakthrough at some point or another. And there's a lot you can do there, right? But the other way that I do it, and this way has changed my life. This way has been really the result of my business. I wouldn't say it alone because I've had to take so many actions, so many risks, made so many investments in myself, show up, get beyond myself, but I would not be who I am and have created everything that I've created if it weren't for this thing. And this is transcendental work. This is divinity work. This is the spiritual work. This is the getting connected to your body, but going beyond your body work, as I like to say. And this is what takes me and has taken me to like lift me up, to feel a different kind of feeling, to see myself from a different vantage point, to flood myself with a different way of feeling so that I can have a new perspective. And this has been the way that I've done it. This has changed my life. And I see it all the time. You know, women come into my events. They come into my event for a weekend. On the other end, they're feeling jazzed up. Now, whether they go home and keep doing the work, that's their responsibility. I don't know. But when we do this work, our lives are changed. I was just in Bali with a group of women. By the end, the women are glowing. They're talking about what they're going to go home and do. You know, they're deeply connected. Their armor, their protector is off, and they're able to really deeply connect with all the women there and with me and with themselves and with spirit. I see this when I'm online virtually and I'm leading a 15-minute meditation, a 20-minute meditation, 30-minute meditation. And if you've meditated with me, you know that we don't just close our eyes and listen, which that is great. But even that can take more time than if we add in the breath and the hypnotic meditation. So that's what I love to do. And really, it's something that I've just learned over the years, I've done over the years. And every time I work with people, I channel something new, I channel a new meditation. I just connect and we go forward. But this work has taken me, shape-shifted me, and helped me see differently. Now, the reason why this work is so potent and it's been so powerful is because you're going beyond the intellect. This isn't trying to talk yourself into feeling worthy, feeling good enough, to feel beautiful enough, to feel powerful enough, to feel like you're worth that money, to feel like you should charge more, to feel like money is coming your way and feeling like, yes, I'm going to manifest this $30,000 for fill in the blank. But meanwhile, your body's like, I feel defeated. I feel tired and I don't know how that money's coming. When we do this transcendental work, if we're willing to do it, because there is still a process, there is work to be done, but you can essentially go right into a portal of changing how you feel, shape-shifting the way that you see yourself, and then becoming truly a magnetic body. Because the thing is, when we're in survival mode or when we're just fearful or feeling unworthy, and I keep saying that because let me tell you, that's been one of my biggest struggles in my lifetime, is feeling unworthy. And I've had to overcome that little aspect of me. I've had to learn to love it. And then I've had to tap into the bigger part of me that is much more resourced. And that is the part of me that is empowered. The part of me knows that I'm infinite. The part of me that knows that we're all made of the same stuff and that we get to choose to tap into that. And I'm inviting you, that's right, you listening to this podcast, I'm inviting you to tap into that version of you as well, because it lives within you always. But when we're in that other state, it's dense, it's heavy, and it's almost like your body is not sending the signal for all the dreams, desires, and everything else that you know that you may be even working really hard on. Maybe you have a vision board, maybe you have goals. You know, maybe you've even hired a coach, maybe you even bought courses, but like this, the energetic work, this transcendental work, this work changes your body. It changes your mind. It changes your energy. It changes how you feel. And therefore you step into a different experience of life. So this work is really important.
And I feel like a lot of people avoid it. Maybe you avoid it. Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't even know. Like, you've never fully given yourself over to this work. But here's what I know. That if you do it, you're going to be different on the other side of it. So we can do it the long way. The harder way. The intellect, working with the matter, looking around, literally looking at life as you know it and thinking, how am I going to get to that? How will I make the money? How will I reach this goal? How will I figure out this? How will I feel worthy? Let me write all the affirmations. Or you can commit to the energetic work, the inner work, the surrendering to a transcendental experience and literally using your energy, your focus, your intention to transcend some of those parts of you. You're not abandoning them. You're activating and accessing a higher part of you. So I really love to do this work. And right now I'm feeling super lit up about it. So on Monday, April 1st through April 5th, I'm leading something super special. I don't do these often, but I'm telling you, this one is going to be really electric. It is happening April 1st through 5th. That is Monday through Friday. We just happen to have the first 5 days of a new quarter, the first 5 days of a new month happening Monday through Friday. Let's have an experiment. Let's have an experiment and see what will happen if you commit to 5 days of this work. All you have to do is show up and surrender to the process. Put your phone down, put everything else down, close your eyes, and I will guide you. If you do this and if you give yourself 100%, like you give 100% to the breath, you let go, I'm going to have certain prompts and things like that. There's many lessons each day because I want you to tune into the feelings of abundance like you've never experienced. I want you to tune into the feelings of a lifestyle that you desire, but maybe has felt out of reach. I'm going to guide you how to do this, but we're going to signal this information. We're going to tap in. We're going to embody, and you are going to feel it maybe like you've never felt before, or maybe just in a way you haven't felt for a long time. And there's going to be power because there's a group of us coming together. Now, you don't have to be on the live. There's going to be a replay for 48 hours, but you're still going to feel the field of this group. It's still going to be potent. And that's because we're doing this with these 48-hour replays and we're having a private Telegram chat. I'm more excited about this than anything I've done in a while because I can feel the energy of it before it's even happened here in the 3D world. So if this is calling to you, you feel like you need a boost, you feel like you need an activation, you feel like you need a revival of some sorts, you feel like you just want to go to a new level, you want to play, you want to see what would happen if you surrendered to this work, it's happening. So I want to invite you to join me. You'll be able to join all the way up until, what day will it be? The end of the day, Tuesday, April 2nd, because I want to make sure you can still get the replays. There's something about this that just feels really, really expansive, exciting, and just super special. And I would love for you to be a part of it. If you happen to listen to this and we're like in some other month, some other year, don't worry. Just check out what I have going on. I don't do these 5 day kind of stacked experiences of 1 hour of breathwork and hypnotic meditation. That's really rare, but you know, I do offer some things. And I always have my digital courses and things like that that you can invest in. So reach out if you're in a space where you want to have a shift. But if you are listening to this and the time is coming, I'm telling you, if you have a connection to me, meaning that this podcast activates you in some way, shape, or form, I can't recommend this enough. It's going to be some of the best money you've invested in yourself. It's not just impacting your money. It's not just impacting your business. It's not just impacting your ability to see yourself differently. This impacts your physical health, your physical well-being. We are going to be working with your body and the way that you feel in a way that can hold such tremendous power and change the trajectory of your life. And yes, we're doing 5 days. So I'm going to give you suggestions on how to optimize this, how to keep this thing going. And my intention is that it creates such an opening for you that you'll always be more mindful. You'll always think differently. You'll always remember that life force that you hold. So it's happening. I can't wait to see who joins. I would love to see you. I'm sending you so much love, whether you can make this or whether you can't. I just want you to know that you can also take the time to sit down and meditate whenever. There's breathwork resources all over. I'm not going to tell you this is the only thing to do.
It's just that this is hyper intentional and super specific to creating more abundance, to unlocking your divinity, to tapping into your divine destiny, and to open up to prosperous possibilities. So this is hyper-focused, and we're stacking the 5 days. So it's really special, and I'm teaching it. But otherwise, there are so many things that you can do out in the world that help you tap in to have a transcendental experience. So whatever it is, just know that if you're feeling feelings of doubt, stuckness, unworthiness, or that's been showing up in your life, and you just see where you have these patterns of stopping and starting, or you just never actually go after the thing that you say you want, or you haven't really let yourself have the permission to live a life that really, really lights you up. However wild or crazy it seems, or however different it seems from everyone else you know, I want to remind you to give yourself that permission and do whatever it takes to help yourself break through, because you deserve that, and only you can give you that. All right, friends, on that note, I have to run, but I'm sending you so much love. If you haven't already, check the show notes. You can check out Unlocking Your Inner Riches. You can also buy the copies of either one of my books off of Amazon. And if you haven't already, I would love for you to leave your 5-star review on this podcast. Send me a screenshot and I will send you out a gift to thank you. The gift is my most popular meditation that I've ever created, and that is The Money All Around You, formerly known as Manifest Your $10,000 Month. This thing has gotten people such amazing results. It's been so fun to share over the years, and I would love to share it with you as a thank you. So just leave your 5-star review, take a screenshot of the review, and send it over to support@NicoleSylvester.com. All right, my friends, many, many blessings. Until next time, stay miracle-minded.